I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Drone strikes killed 10 civilians yesterday in Mekelle, the capital of Ethiopia's Tigray region. One Christian woman died after her house was hit. Eric Foley with the Voice of the Martyrs, Korea.
The Christian community is mourning. Pastor T actually approached me and asked that we raise up prayers for Ethiopia, Tigray, and for the Tigray Christians, and actually all the Christians in Ethiopia.
Over the weekend, the Tigray Liberation Front offered a ceasefire, but the Ethiopian central government has yet to respond. Unfortunately, some Christians within Ethiopia have advocated for continuing attacks. Please pray for peace in the region and ask God to bring unity to the church in Ethiopia.
That Christians would be able to differentiate between politics and faith.
For the first time in decades, the dollar and the euro have equal buying power. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministries.
There's a parity, and that's amazing, and it's great for missionaries who end up having better buying power for the money that they raise to live here. However, you know, of course, that's a challenge for Europe.
Many economists in Europe worry about slipping into recession.
It reinforces why it's so important that we share the gospel through media. We know that Christ's message becomes more valuable to people who are in crisis, who are considering, why is life the way it is? What is happening to me? Where do I put my focus?
International Media Ministries wants to put the story of Jesus on every screen they can. Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.